Lamar, how much are you looking forward to this particular opponent?
Just as much as any other. It's just like a regular schedule. It's like a regular game on the schedule.
Do you look at Jared now being gone as an opportunity for you guys? Obviously, there's one fewer player in the rotation.
I don't think I look at it like that. I appreciate Jared being here and what he's taught us while he's here. You know, we have a lot of respect for that guy, and he's a future Hall of Famer. But as far as opportunities, I look at it as more opportunities. You know, when you get your chance, that's an opportunity. So right now, I'm just thinking about working to get better, along with the rest of the people in my room.
How would you assess your performance Sunday in Seattle? Got through on a couple of rushes, got close.
I think it was decent. It could have been a lot better. I have to improve in certain areas, but I felt like it was better than the week before.
Is there still things coming for you as you come back from the injury? Is there one last piece of the puzzle you're waiting to see?
No, I think I've progressed pretty well up until this point. And I thank God for that and not having any complications. And I thank God for all the people who are praying for me. But no, I'm not waiting on anything. Just staying with my head to the grindstone and preparing week to week.
What are your impressions of the Raiders and what are you looking forward to on Sunday?
They're an explosive offense. And they have three great young players who are carrying the offense right now. And they're winning ball games. It's a different team than when I was there. You got to tip your hat to them. They look like they work harder, and they look like they execute a lot better than what I've been seeing.
Was it encouraging to look around the practice field today and see Jay and Ratliff and Jeffrey and some guys who hadn't been out here lately?
Yeah, it felt good to see those guys back out there working with us as a team and joining us and getting ready to prepare for this week.
Lamar, and when John was talking about you specifically, you talked about comfort and the new defensive scheme. As you continue to play more, what do you sense on the field when comfort is building? How does that translate on the field for you?
I'm comfortable with everything right now, and I've been working really hard this offseason with the study side of it. Now that I'm back since training camp, just getting it down physically out there with the moving parts. But I think my comfortable level is really well where I am right now, and it's only going to get better as the season goes on.
What tells you, like, what do you do on the field that tells you, all right, I'm feeling comfortable now, or I am more comfortable?
Just when you can have reactions become second nature instead of trying to force them, then, you're in a comfortable position.
So what's the initial reaction when such a prominent member of the outside linebacker room is suddenly not there? What's the first thing that goes through
your head? It's just time to go to work, continue to work, and make sure that we're all on the same page to get better.
When did you learn of that trade?
As soon as everybody else did.
So when you consider what you went through as far as surgery and the comeback, are you happy with where you're at now, satisfied, or are you disappointed that you're not further along? When you look at the big picture of all things considered, how do you feel about this?
I'm very happy where I am. I've made a lot of progress to this point. I've put in a lot of work, and I've had the coaches and everybody support me, so I'm very happy where I am right now.
Just a matter of time, you feel?
Yeah, just waiting on Coach Fox and just doing what they're telling me to do.
I know that every case is unique, but Jared, there was another guy who was learning after being a hand-in-the-ground guy to moving. When somebody like that gets traded back to a 4-3, do you sit there and wonder, am I next? Could it happen to me?
No, I don't. Not at all, actually. For him, you wish him the best, and you want him to have success this year, but, that's totally just pertaining to him.
Well, appreciate it. These trades is so they're rebuilding. Is there ever a sense with the players in your room that they're not convinced we're ready to win right now, that we're not out there competing every Sunday?
No, I don't think we're concerning ourselves with that. We're concerning ourselves with the game plan and preparing for the team that we're playing that week. All that other stuff, trade rumors, trade talk, that's for you guys to worry about. We're worried about preparing for the next team.
Lamar, when you guys are 0-3 like this, what does it bring out in players? Does it kind of separate the men from the boys? Does it,
I think you see who's willing to work, and you find out who has character, because everybody loves it when you're winning, and everybody's there when you're winning. But when you're losing, you gotta see who's willing to work and who's willing to get better every single day.
Lamar, when you reflect on your time with the Raiders, what stands out in your mind still?
The Raider Nation, the great fans. Great fans. And Al Davis, of course, who's a very, very important person to me. I have a lot of respect for him and his family.
How do they compare to Bears fans?
They're just the same. I think the Bear fans are just a little toned down, but you know, yeah, they're loyal. Bear fans are loyal and they're great, but you know, it's different when you see somebody with silver and black paint on their face and spiky pads and all that crazy stuff, pirate costumes, and you know, you name it.
Do you miss playing on a dirt baseball infield?
No. No.
Thank you.